going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
All right, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jim Colony played the Steelers win-loss game with us earlier this hour, and a man who popularized the game in Pittsburgh, and when he accepts his Radio Hall of Fame award someday, we'll probably bring this up as one of the things he brought to the zeitgeist of Pittsburgh radio and radio
at large. Don't you mean the Zygest?
Thank you. Predicted 7-10 for the Steelers. Question all over the place on all the networks today was, will this be Mike Tomlin's first losing season? And that spawned into or evolved into what you heard Ryan Clark say, that he's not bullish on the Steelers whatsoever this year, and he thinks Mike Tomlin's voice here has run stale. Now, that was what I like to call a compliment sandwich. There was a lot of nice things said about Tomlin in between the nasty part. There was, he's unfireable.
Every coach is fireable.
Agreed.
If Bill Belichick is fireable, Mike Tomlin is fireable.
Yeah.
If Andy Reid is fireable or part ways with a bull, Mike Tomlin ain't exempt.
Right. So I don't agree with that either, and that's why I said he couched it by saying, hey, Mike should call his shots because of what he's done for almost 20 years in the NFL. He compared him to Andy Reid and saying he'll win big again if he gets to the right team with the right quarterback, the right situation. But in the middle of that was the nasty part, the criticism of Tomlin, which is his message here, his voice here has gotten stale. He's maxed out. He's peaked as Steelers head coach.
I mean, I think that part is
inarguable.
True. Yeah, that part is true.
And it's just,
but I don't think that the message getting stale is like even the most accurate criticism all the time. I think the bigger problem is something I don't know if Ryan would admit. I don't know if Mike Tomlin's capable of having his Andy Reid in Kansas City run, because Andy Reid's run in Kansas City was really sparked by him realizing that the quarterback he had there wasn't good enough, and he and Brett Veach, the GM there, straight up for this Mahomes, he's a difference maker. I don't think Mike's capable of that kind of calculation, because he's not the same kind of coach.
And that's why I think, even though it wasn't intended to come off this way, what Ryan said, big overall, like in the trying to, how do I express that Mike is never going to win in Pittsburgh again in a way that still sounds respectful towards the coach that I had when I won a Super Bowl there? And that's saying, yeah, get him to another place, he'll win. But he kept saying, if there's a quarterback there. Like, Ryan knows, he's smart enough to know, and he's not going to, you know, he doesn't want to put a bad opinion out there that hurts his credibility on TV, clearly. He knows that Mike has a serious problem with developing a quarterback, and you can tell does not trust him to do that. You know, Ryan's one of these guys who thinks that Mike screwed up big time not drafting Shedeur Sanders. Believe it or not, he said again on TV today that they should have drafted Sanders 21st overall.
I just wonder how much of that is, like, I don't know if Ryan and Dion are friendly.
I think they are.
I just still think there are a ton of people in the media world who, because Dion is a charismatic dude who's very much carried sway and he's been in the media before, I just think people don't want to offend him, or they're always looking to try to soften the blow of the fact that his kid went in the fifth round and was the second rookie quarterback the Browns drafted.
But you could use that same logic to explain or try to come up with a reasons for why Ryan would go on TV and always defend or stick up for Mike Tomlin, and he didn't do that here because of their friendship or relationship with each other.
Well, Mike's been critical, or Ryan's been critical of him in the past too, like in the recent past. I think Ryan's been willing to call it out more and more from Mike when he doesn't like it.
He's essentially saying that Mike's a good coach, except he can't do the most important part of the job well. If he is a quarterback that's in place and is a franchise guy, he could be potentially good or great in that situation. But if he has to do any of the heavy lifting, he's not going to succeed, because look at what's going on here.
It's basically saying if you have what amounts to a turnkey operation but you didn't like your coach, bring in Mike, he'll make it good. That's kind of a shot at him as a coach.
Of course it is.
It should put him a clear rung lower than the Reeds of the world and everybody else, and Reed has a chance, I think, to surpass Belichick ultimately. Like, it's not even for me that Mike is bad at figuring out who the right quarterback is to take. Like, some part of me just still thinks he's, like, stubborn about even feeling like he needs one. He's trying to patch it together with Rodgers this year, hopefully, in his mind, that he can get him here. Like, I just think there's a refusal to accept the awful season that might have to precipitate a quarterback coming here. He definitely hasn't. One thing Ryan said there, and I know you've explained that you think it's his cover and his way of saying what he really thinks by, like, sort of saying it in a nice way. I actually do not think Mike has lost his ability to motivate his guys. He didn't get through to Pickens, but that's a different thing. That's Mike, the I can get the character guys to fall in line. If this team didn't care about his voice, or if it had become stale, are they playing as hard as they did for him down the stretch with Rudolph to go from 7-7 and looking like they were going to finally have a losing season to winning the last three and getting in? The year before that, when they had to rally to have a winning record. Like, did that look like a team that quit on the guy? To a man, they all said it mattered to them.
Did they look like a team that was still playing hard this past season, though, in Baltimore,
No, but I also can chalk that up to just they played really, really good teams. But, yes, I think he did watch his team lay eggs. But I think the body of work here the last 3 years, it's still been way more undermanned, under-talented teams somehow claws their way to the finish line than the opposite.
I also think the whole idea that let him go be an Andy Reid somewhere else is pretty misguided, because the last time Tomlin had a quarterback who was elite in his prime, he underachieved. The last 2 years before Ben blew his elbow out when he was still one of the best quarterbacks in the league, they won 13 games but got embarrassed against Jacksonville. I'm sorry, that's not a good season. Yeah, the record looked great. You gave up 45 points in a home playoff game and didn't win a playoff game. Then the next year with Ben and AB together, they didn't even make the playoffs. They collapsed at the end of the year.
I think the problem,
they won 9 games.
The indictment of him is, and I don't hold Roethlisberger in quite the level of esteem you did relative to his peers at that time. But, I mean, he was obviously an upper echelon guy, not the absolute best, but he was in the conversation for next rundown. The problem for Mike, a guy whose reputation was defense, 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 is that when you had made the decision to invest heavily in your offense because you had the quarterback, so you were going to get all these high, not high picks, but you had all this firepower, the converse there, or the flip side, had to be your defensive-minded coach was going to take maybe a younger, less expensive defense and get more out of them. You know what I mean? Like, kind of, hey, that's how Reed went. One of Reed's secret sauce things is Spagnuolo. They keep turning over picks, and other than Chris Jones, they churn through guys and they continue to have good defenses. Mike didn't have that, man. They did not perform like that. Their defense became in many ways their Achilles heel, and I think that really, in that time period, is what specifically reflects poorly on him. That's supposed to be, that's your area. Like, you're the force multiplier for a young, inexpensive defense. You're the coach who knows the scheme and gets the most out of them, and it didn't happen.
The ultimate test for Tomlin, or, like, the way that he could have – a couple things could have happened. He could have proved, or could still, I guess, prove – he's still coaching – that he's more than just a Roethlisberger creation if he is able to go out and find another quarterback on his own and develop a guy on his own, or he goes to another team that has one and he wins big again.
I still think the first part of that is way more not exonerating. He doesn't need to be exonerated of anything, but I think it does way more to burnish his legacy if he is part of the team that drafts the guy, identifies him. And then more to the point here, because I know we get in the fishbowl and we get kind of insane about it sometimes, let the guy actually play the position. If you drafted the guy and he's shown you enough to make you think he was the right pick, let him actually play quarterback in a way that doesn't have handcuffs on him at all times. That's his other problem. He had Fields, a guy, we said this already, he would have taken number one overall. The minute he got here, it was like, really? He's like that? Maybe not so much.
I think if you didn't know, like you said, fishbowl, I think if you were outside of Pittsburgh and you didn't know the inner workings of the Steelers or how the sausage got made, I think you could look at the job Tomlin has done the last few years and say he's actually done a good job. It's 10-7 with Russ and Wilson. It's 9-8, or it's 10-7 again the year before with Mason Rudolph having to take over. It's 9-8 with Kenny Pickett, and you're like, so he's won 9-10 in 10 games and he's done it without a franchise quarterback? Yes, but that ignores the issue, which is a big reason why they don't have the quarterback situation figured out is because of him. Because of who he drafted in the
first
round.
I see good analysts on the national level who don't have maybe the local sources here, who don't this is the part I can't accept. They don't want to accept that he's a huge part of it. Like, I think there's some not favors done him, but I think Mike's really good with the national media, and so they're loath to criticize him maybe on those grounds. This idea that still gets shuffled around and people give some credence to, that he just gets the draft picks from Omar Khan and Andy Weidel and says, okay, boys, thanks for drafting these players. Like, I had no hand in this. That is absurd. Because it's also, like, disrespectful to him at the national level if you choose to try to believe that, to give him, like, a break on these situations. So, wait, the 20-year tenured head coach just doesn't have any say in the draft room?
Yeah,
in almost suggesting that, what a slap in the face to him.
Yeah.
Any coach who's been anywhere for 20 years without having had a losing season should absolutely be part of the draft.
Here's Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett. Good luck.
Right.
Yeah, give me a break.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fan Outline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. It's time for a weekly chat with big-time Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo. He's brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. All right, Ray, give us your biggest Steelers schedule takeaway.
Well, I think it's just like last year. You better be 6-2 at the halfway point, 5-3 at the worst, because there's a gauntlet in December and January again. I mean, that stretch with the Ravens twice, you got Detroit, and you got the Bills in there. You could make an argument that's just as brutal as it was last year. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but that's my first takeaway. I think they got to do what they did last season to be in position to make the playoffs at the end.
Week 5 bye week means you can pretty much write off the Steelers for the Super Bowl. Not that anyone was writing them in, because teams just don't win it with bye week that early, Ray. How much say-so does the league usually give teams as far as taking the bye after an overseas game versus not taking it?
Oh, you can request things, but the league makes the schedule, and they don't always listen to your request. I mean, there have been years in the past where the Steelers have asked not to be on, you know, holiday games, and you know, the league will basically beg them, and, you know, in the end, the Roonies usually do it. So, I think the Steelers probably made that request, but the NFL doesn't always honor that.
The NFL schedule maker on multiple occasions today has said, we would have put Steelers Jets in prime time if we thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be a Steeler, but, quote, your guess is as good as mine, said the head NFL schedule maker. You buying that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're probably getting their information from the Steelers, and the Steelers are just sitting back, and I think they're confident, but by no means are they, you know, going to count their chickens until they're hatched. So, yeah, I mean, that would have been a great primetime game. But listen, you get Steelers-Packers in primetime later in the season. That's another Aaron Rodgers quote-unquote revenge game. So kind of neat that, you know, we get two games like that, and I think it's kind of, people have looked past it, but this is Justin Fields versus the Steelers. I mean, the Steelers basically wanted him. They wouldn't be in this situation if he would have resigned here. So there's also that added bit of the storyline as well.
Ray, do you think the Steelers expected that by now Aaron Rodgers would have signed on the dotted line and officially be part of this team?
I mean, Chris, I don't have all the details about, you know, their timeline. I just know that they are willing to be patient. I think they're even willing to be patient into June, to be honest with you. So I don't really see like an end to this anytime soon unless Aaron just makes up his mind, and I honestly don't see the Steelers walking away at this point. So might be 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, but I think as long as Aaron doesn't retire, I think the Steelers will be willing to sit around and wait for that decision.
Ray, I kind of blacked out in the middle of that answer because we saw a ghost from our radio past here at the casino, so that kind of floored Mulsey and I, but I'll take your word that it was a very well-articulated answer.
Leave us hanging. Who was it?
I don't know if I can say
it
out here.
Yeah, we're not sure if we can say it. It's that juicy,
Ray,
way we're off to text you.
I don't know why it is that the Steelers are fine with that wait. I mean, Tom Brady basically broke COVID rules when he went to Tampa Bay to make sure that he was completely up to speed with what was going to happen with the Bruce Arians offense. And the Steelers are willing to let a 41-year-old basically show up whenever he feels like it. Why is there such a difference in the way the Steelers are taking this hands-off approach with Aaron Rodgers' arrival date here?
Well, I mean, listen, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are two different animals. You know, Aaron likes his time away during the offseason where, you know, if you would have asked Tom Brady, he would consume NFL football with his team 365 days a year if you allowed him to. So, you know, I'm also speculating this on this, guys. I don't know. But in some form or fashion, I'm not saying he has the hard playbook, but in some form or fashion, he knows what Arthur Smith wants to do. And he's got an idea of how he's going to approach it once he does get here. So I don't think he's going to be walking in here blind if he walks in the day before minicamp. And he's certainly not going to be walking in here blind if he signs, you know, second week of July. So I think on some levels, you know, things have been communicated to him in terms of how Arthur wants to do things. And then I think those throwing sessions will come with his receivers as soon as he signs. And it doesn't have to be – that happens to be the last week of June when everyone's on vacation, or the first week of July. I think that's fine too.
Ray, we know that Mike Tomlin has, like, literally said in so many words, fair doesn't mean equal in terms of how he treats, you know, one player versus another. And we, yeah. I think most of us always took that to mean, hey, if you're great on the field, Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, he's going to make exceptions for you in terms of how you might sometimes either behave or speak off the field. Aaron Rodgers is not four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers anymore, so why kind of enact that policy, it seems, for this player when this player's recent performance doesn't seem to dictate that he should get it?
I mean, the only answer I could tell you for that is that he's their best option at this point, and that's basically it. You know, they can roll with Mason Rudolph. Players in that locker room are confident if that is what transpires, but they believe that Aaron Rodgers has something left, and they want to see what they can do in 2025 if he does sign. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's 33-year-old Aaron Rodgers, even 35-year-old Aaron Rodgers. That guy was pretty good at the end of his Green Bay tenure, but they do think he's a better option than Mason Rudolph. That's obvious at this point.
Who looks worse if he doesn't end up signing here, Mike Tomlin or Art Rooney, and why?
I think Mike Tomlin, because I think Art Rooney and that front office are deferring to him. Let's face it, any free agent that's going to sign here, playing for Mike Tomlin is going to be a big part of that equation. A lot of people around the league want to do that. I don't know if, you know, pick out any of the other 31 head coaches. I don't know if that Steelers logo right now means as much to Aaron Rodgers as Mike Tomlin does. So I think Mike is a big part of this equation, and I think if Aaron doesn't sign, I think, you know, he'll probably get most of the criticism.
If Aaron Rodgers signs here, like most still expect him to, and the team just isn't very good, how do you think that's going to have a similar effect on how Tomlin's perceived by Art Rooney after all of this?
Yeah, you mean they go like
if they go 7-10 and Rodgers plays all 17 games and they just don't look very good, is Mike going to have to wear that one with the owner as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be his first losing season, and you know they this entire offseason at that point you can criticize it all you want because obviously it didn't play out the way they wanted. Believe me when I tell you this. I don't know if it's going to happen this way, but they believe that they can get to the playoffs and win in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers if it comes to that. So that's why they're willing to wait this long. But I think you're right, Chris. I think if it turns out another way, I think it's going to be bad news for the Steelers.
Ray, I want to play for you what Ryan Clark said on First Take this morning on ESPN. So to set this up, they're talking about the schedule. Dan Orlovsky made the outrageous claim, he may have been on drugs, that the Steelers would start 0-6, which they haven't done since 1968, if Mason Rudolph was forced to play quarterback. And so they're talking about the potential of Mike Tomlin's first losing season as Steelers coach. And, Charlie, I have this ready for Ray here. This is what he said about potentially Tomlin's future in Pittsburgh and where he's at in his career as Steelers coach.
And I always and I say this, and people get mad at me. I believe that Mike Tomlin is unfireable. I believe if Mike Tomlin steps away from being the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that should be his decision. And I've said time and time again, I do believe that should be the decision he makes. I believe Mike Tomlin should coach in another organization. Mike Tomlin should be a fresh voice somewhere else, because I believe as great as a coach he is, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I believe his voice has run stale there. I believe he's allowed that team to reach the highest of heights they're going to reach unless they can get a top-tier quarterback.
So I'm trying to decipher what you're saying.
He needs to go have his Andy Reid Kansas City run.
Ray, what's your reaction to all that?
If he's stale here, why is he unfireable? That's my first reaction to it. And I think, honestly, Pony, on some levels, he's right. They're not going to fire him when they owe him $50 million. That's not going to happen. So I think in some ways he's right. I don't think he is going to be fired, but he was kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth there, right? I mean, if he's stale here, at some point maybe Mike should realize that and move on if the Rooneys aren't going to fire him.
Do you agree, though, that Mike has maxed out here as Steelers coach and that his best days are clearly in the rearview mirror?
I mean, unless they – I mean, it all hinges on, you know, a franchise quarterback. Listen, he's got three more years left. If they can get a franchise quarterback in next year's draft, who knows? Maybe he would maybe they would do well. He wouldn't, you know, sign an extension after that. He's only 53, 54 years old. But as it stands right now, I think everyone – kind of agrees. You look at the playoff record, you look at how they've lost those playoff games. Yes, things have certainly run its course here in the last, you know, 7, 8, 9 years.
How much acumen does he have, or how much should he be trusted to be part of the brain trust and part of the deciding group that finds that next quarterback?
Well, he's always, as long as he's the head coach, Chris, he's going to be deeply involved in that scouting process. I mean, the scouts are, you know, they're doing their work now. They're going to take that up through Christmas. Mike and his staff, they jump on board, you know, they jump in with both feet when that scouting process begins.
Yep.
And their staff is really involved in that. So, yeah, as long as he's the head coach, he's going to have a big say-so in how those guys are evaluated.
All right, when you saw the schedule came out and then you did what everyone does, even though they don't like to admit it, Kabali says, oh, no one actually does this. It's a waste of time to actually pick the games.
Sure, sure. That's, yeah, okay. Sure, Mark.
But he'll post something on Twitter that'll do huge numbers and he'll get paid by Elon once he does that. What is your unofficial on May 15th Steelers record prediction based on the schedule release, Ray?
I know you think I'm boring. I went through it and I did it just once. And when I did it, I had him at 9-8.
Of course. Hey, you had him last year when you came out with us before the season started. I think 10-7 and out in the first round of the playoffs. So
he's a soothsayer.
Crystal ball for this stuff. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk again next week. Goodbye.
All right, guys. Take care. See you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, it's Total Request Thursday time. Every once in a while we get complaints from listeners that say, why don't you talk about this or that? So we give you the chance to pick what we talk about. Here are your four options today. KDK TV had an update on the Bucko Bricks fiasco. The Pittsburgh Sports and Exhibition Authority, an investigative piece by them with more info on what happened to those bricks, those mementos, those cherished bricks that had heartfelt messages to Pirates fans. Only 3.7% of people wanted us to.
They're not here about the bricks.
They did not want an update. They've heard enough about the bricks, much like those bricks. They wanted them thrown away and, I guess, never to be talked about or discussed again. 16.5% said, let's do some Steelers schedule drama. Schedule's out. Aaron Rodgers discussion. Timing of buys. gauntlet at the end of the year, things of that nature, 16.5%.
I'm going to take some issue before you read the final two. I do think you stacked the deck here, and I'm a little disappointed in our listeners. The way you wrote one of the final two selections up, I think just implied that it was going to win, which resulted in kind of a tragic loss for our runner-up here.
31.9% said, let's talk more Selma Hayek.
Should have been a higher number.
She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, so technically it is
a sports-related topic
right now.
Yep.
And almost one-third of our audience said, let's talk Selma Hayek.
One of the most beautiful women to have ever lived.
But almost half of the voters.
Eyes on the prize
came
here.
Came through with Big Pirates Rumor.
Now, what if you had said Big Selma Hayek Rumor? I think that would have won. I think you putting big in all caps made people think you had something outrageous up your sleeve.
How do you know it's me that has something outrageous up my sleeve?
Well,
here?
You had a big rumor to tell people about.
People are having fun with the quote from Noah Hiles today with us.
Okay.
This is not the Big Pirates Rumor, but that was Noah telling us that Bob Nutting is upset the Pirates aren't playing better. People like
I enjoyed the way you put that one out there. Yeah.
People love it whenever the insiders tell us that the owner of the team is cranky, like when Zangrilli talked about how Bob was furious. And Donnie tried to picture and imagine what a furious, apoplectic Bob Nutting looked like. Would his hair be all over the place? Would the glasses come flying off or fogging on his face? What kind of curse words would he use? I think Donnie said drats would probably get thrown around a few times.
Fiddlesticks! Yeah, we had kind of a vivid picture of an angry Bob Nutting.
His face gets all red. All right, so here's the Big Pirates Rumor, and I think that this one is going to really test something that you've said the last few days on the air.
Oh, good.
Yep. So the Big Pirates Rumor out there is that the Orioles have reached out to the Pirates about Mitch Keller.
Okay.
So what do you do with that? I mean, it makes sense on a number of levels to go down that road with them.
They a prospect flush system
they
still.
They can't pitch at all.
They have too many position players. The total antithesis, the yin to the Pirates.
Charlie Morton has had an unreal career since leaving Pittsburgh, but it looks like he's finally tapped out. I mean, he's done. I think it's time for him to get on with his life's work. His numbers are just appallingly bad this year.
Perhaps another 40-plus-year-old person could be persuaded to do the same.
Some of their young pitchers that they were counting on in Baltimore have gotten injured.
Yep.
And this was a huge year for them. They upped their payroll a lot because they paid to keep some of these guys. And they're running out fourth and fifth starters at best every start, and they've already dug themselves a pretty big hole
in a tough division,
in a great division.
Yeah.
So that's why I think they'd be interested. I think they're probably interested in other guys, but it doesn't make a lot of sense for the Pirates to trade them right now because they're younger and cheaper than Keller. So when I said this tests your...
It tests the theory of should you let Ben Cherington do one damn thing.
Yes. Exactly.
I feel like you feel more or less the same way about him, even though you argue the opposite.
I just like the tone in which you've voiced your disdain.
Seething with rage and anger. Disdain is a good one, like just complete disdain. Man, it does test me because I don't have a great answer for you. I'm not going to fabricate like a take or try to like worm my way out of this, man. I do think it would be in the Pirates' best interest as a team that desperately needs hitting to talk to a position player-rich organization about a Mitch Keller trade, but nothing Ben Cherington has done on this front makes me think that if he were the one doing the talking, he would get the right return. Like, obviously, as I say, I'm not, like, breaking news here. Every team does this. When they're in a negotiation like this, if the player that they want back, the established major leaguer, everybody knows who it is, and it's Keller in this case, that's the rumor at least, they have internally, I would think, and I'm tell me if I'm wrong here, if this doesn't sound like normal logic, a list of who they are willing to part with to get that player, right? And then as the list gets higher towards the top, or however you want to look at it, It's the guys, there might be a couple, we really do not want to give this particular player or players up, but we will if, like, we figure that that's the only way we can make this deal happen. But they damn sure aren't going to, like, dangle those players or make them available unless the GM they're talking to plays hardball. I don't trust Ben Cherington to have, like, properly sussed that out, or his pro scouts for other that scout other teams' prospects
yeah.
to have done a good job doing their diligence. I don't trust whoever is running that scouting department, right? Like, if it's not Delacari because he somehow failed upward within the organization, I have no trust that they have a good handle on who Baltimore's best players are in that system position-wise, and that they're going to go find those players and, like, if the Orioles are trying to hide one of them, suss that out and grab that player and say, this deal doesn't happen unless he is the centerpiece of it. So, I guess I don't know how I could endorse them making this trade, even though on the merits, the principle of dealing Keller for position players makes sense. I just think the guy who would make the trade would get fleeced. So I don't have a great – that's me talking out how I feel about it to you. I don't have a great answer for you, man. I think they would lose that trade. I think they would trade for, like, not two lemons from the Orioles or something like that. They would absolutely be the team trading the dollar bill, and I don't think Keller's anything, like, super special, and getting, like, maybe if they were lucky, 80 cents on the dollar in return. That's how I feel about it.
A lot of these guys in for Baltimore this year, too, these young guys,
mm-hmm.
have not played well yet this year.
How's Jackson Holliday doing? Because I know he started horribly. Got sent back down last year.
They wouldn't, but for the record, they would not trade.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm just saying, like, he was an example of, he was supposed to be the dude.
Number one pick.
And he started off, his pro career
Matt
started
Holliday's
off like 2 for 34 or something.
Former
Do you know
Cardinal.
That Holliday's got another kid who's going to be like a top overall pick?
So he's hitting 250 with a 702 OPS.
That's
four
still
homers
not very
and 12
good.
RBIs. It's not. It's really not.
Still not very good.
Rushman's hitting 197 this year.
He's been a huge problem.
Gunnar Henderson is hitting 275, 812 OPS.
Not as good as he was last year, but that's still a good ball player right there.
Mullins is hitting 230. Heston Kjerkstad is hitting 212. So Westberg, who was good last year, infielder, third baseman, 217.
What's Baltimore's record right now?
Baltimore is, let's see.
15 and 26.
Jeez. I mean, if they're this desperate to get pitching because they're going to try to just make, like, a big push and rally to get back in this thing and get into the wild card race, because it already feels like that division's close to out of reach, I would think. How many games back are they at 15 and 26, Charlie? Like 13?
Bear with me.
So they've got their rotation. Dean Kramer, 5.36 ERA.
Sounds like an accountant.
Sagano, who's a Japanese pitcher they signed, who's 35, has been good, 2.72 ERA. Charlie Morton, 8.35 ERA. He's 0-7 this year. They've moved him to the bullpen, by the way. Cade Moripovich, 1-3, 5.55 ERA. Zach Eflin's been good, 3-1, 3.13. Kyle Gibson, the 37-year-old.
They're nine games back at 15 and 26. I guess my point is,
I'm sorry, they're 15 and 27. They're 9.5 back.
Okay, they lost today. 9.5 back. I guess, like, the calculus becomes, how desperate are they and how badly do they want to try to win this year to get back in the race? Even as I say all that out loud, again, I will have to repeat, I have to stay true to this because it's really how I feel. I wouldn't trust Ben Cherington to put a piece of bread in a toaster, grab a knife and a small pat of butter and make me a piece of buttered toast. So I wouldn't trust him to make any kind of trade.
What a visual that is. That's a good one.
I mean, that's all I got for you on this one, man.
So Kobe Mayo was their big hitting prospect. He's the guy that reportedly there was a conversation about David Bednar and him last year. So listen to this dude. This is the classic player that the Pirates would give up a Keller for, and he'd come here and he would absolutely stink.
Okay, tell me.
Because he's crushed it in the minor leagues to the tune of a 530 slugging percentage.
That's real
and
good.
And a 900 OPS at AAA.
That's very good.
But in the big leagues, when he's gotten a chance to play in the major leagues in 2 years, 21 games, he's 5.459.
That is
0.94 average and a 281 OPS. So he basically makes
Henry Davis looks like Ted Williams. Johnny Bench. Yeah. Or Johnny, they're very much better. I mean,
but third baseman, first baseman.
Well, if he's they'd put him at first base, and then he would suffer the first base curse.
I mean, he's been so bad in the majors, though, where I wonder if his stock has slipped enough where if you offered Keller for him, they'd take it. They probably would.
But you just said he's the kind of player who would come here and be every bit as bad as he's shown to be in 21 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my like major thesis statement about the Pirates right now is Bob Nutting's biggest sin that has hurt this team. You can always look back to how much money they're spending. I think right this second, it's that he was indecisive and did not do what I bet you in his guts he knows he should have done this offseason, which was clean house.
I think he couldn't bring himself to do that because they were 5 years into a rebuild.
I know.
And he felt like they were just close enough to run it back one more time.
And he was remembering that 2012 run where he was going to fire everybody then he didn't, and they won 94, 88, 98. That was then, this is now. That's not just a book by S.E. Hinton. It's two completely different situations.
Who is that?
She wrote The Outsiders.
S.E. Hinton?
I think it's a she. I think it was a woman who wrote
those
books.
Wasn't there a guard who played for the Colts and named Hinton?
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was in the John Elway trade.
Oh, God. You know that. No, S.E. Hinton. Yeah, she wrote she wrote That Was Then, This Is Now, The Outsiders, Rumblefish.
Tony, you are sick.
What?
Yeah, the fact that he's like, oh, wasn't there a guard who got dealt for John Elway? Anyway, who's S.E. Hinton?
No, he's wrong. Chris Hinton was an offensive tackle, not a guard. Ha!
Well, either way, I know more about Chris Hinton than I do about...
Wait, you don't know, like, Stay Gold, Pony Boy, all that stuff?
I've never seen The Outsiders, and I've never read it, and I don't plan on doing it either.
Well, you're not a young adult anymore. You're a middle-aged adult.
Yeah.
The bottom line here is just
you're really at a loss on this one.
I just can't.
You're struggling.
I can't.
I'm
rubber
not mad. That's impressive.
I cannot rubber stamp Ben Cherington doing anything. The toast analogy was my best one. I wouldn't trust him to do that very simple task. I'd worry he'd
and
burn my house
toast.
Down. Oh, I love toast. There's nothing. Man, I'm the anti-Jim Nance here. You burn a piece of toast that I ask you to make for me, it's going to be a crime against humanity.
What kind of bread?
The actual best is sourdough. I've come around. This has been a late-in-life conversion, relatively
Stella's
speaking.
New thing is she will ask for us to make her say toast, and then we'll do it. We'll put it down. We're like, okay, here you go. And she'll say, just kidding, and then she won't eat it.
See, that would be great. That would be a horrible prank to play on me. I'd be like, perfect, more toast for me. How about I did this today really quick with Ace? He saw me making eggs, and the way I do it is I put a little salt, and I read something. You're supposed to let them sit for like 15 minutes. They get way better, and they are. So I make myself these eggs, and I got them waiting to go on the stove. He goes, I want eggs, Dad. I said, okay, I'll make, cracked an egg real quick, whipped it up, put it in the pan, cooked it, took the whole thing, took 90 seconds. Put it in front of him. He gets really excited. And with him, because I don't want him to get sick, I cook, make sure I kind of like slightly overcook the eggs so they're not drippy or dippy at all.
Uh-huh.
He takes one bite, goes, I turn back around. He goes, here, Dad, I don't want these eggs. I finish my eggs, making my eggs for myself. 10 minutes later, we're down in the basement. I come down there. He sees it. I got him wrapped in like a little pita, like a breakfast kind of sandwich type of deal.
He wants it.
He goes, Dad, I want a bite. They're dippy. They're a little runny. I wouldn't normally give them to him. He eats like four big bites.
And
children,
did you
man.
Just end up eating his?
I ate his because I had to, and I let him have three or four bites, and he thought it was the greatest.
The hodgepodge is next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.